presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Here's a three for Meyer off the inbound, and it's good. Two threes in the quarter for Tracy Meyer. And it is 38-37. The ball is stolen away. Meyer layup. It's good, and Shelton's got the lead back.
Tonight, it's a Twin Valley Conference doubleheader from Shelton as the Bulldogs welcome in the Red Cloud Warriors. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Long rebound out to Luke Glenn. Baseball pass to the other side of the floor to Mueller. Into the right-hand corner, Stop Cotty drives the baseline, and he drives it and scores a dozen points for Stop Cotty.
Our girls' game features a pair of teams that have struggled offensively to start the season and look to get a boost tonight. Our boys' game features two teams that have seen plenty of close games already this season and may have another one this evening. It's the Warriors and Bulldogs coming up next. But first is a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda live from Shelton right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Shelton, Nebraska. It is Friday Night Basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. A Twin Valley Conference battle as the Bulldogs welcome in the Warriors of Red Cloud. Along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. So glad that you're along with us on this Friday that's been a little rough around the nation. Of course, if you've been watching the news and the tragedy that went on in Connecticut today, I guess it brings it a little more closer to home when you come out to watch your kids play or your grandkids play or your community play, or even if they're just your schoolmates. It shows you the strength that athletics can bring, no matter if you're 0-12 or 12-0 or if you're rated or not. This is what brings everybody together, so that's what makes our job enjoyable, and we're glad to be here tonight for a doubleheader. The girls up first, and there's no doubt that these two girls' teams have struggled. They're very young. Red Cloud doesn't have a senior on the roster. Shelton has one in the starting lineup. Neither team has scored over 40 points this year, but that's usually what makes these games intriguing. They come in knowing that this will be a competitive game tonight and that either team can win, maybe get them over that hump, and get the victory that sends them in to next week and into the holiday break. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9, and we'll take a break and be back with the starting lineups right after this.
Niccolo looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds. They're earned. Another two. Niccolo. Is that good?
From Mosta, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clear. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Time now for the starting lines, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For the Warriors of Red Cloud, number 10 is a 5'6 sophomore, Emily McCleary. Number 13 is a 5'6 sophomore, Bailey Lewis. Number 15 is a 5'10 sophomore, Braylon Lockhart. Number 21, 5'4 junior, Reagan Fisher. And number 40, 5'6 junior, Katie McCleary. Head coach of the Warriors, Casey Bangmeyer, assisted by Val Terry. Red Cloud is 2-2. For Shelton, number 20 is a 5'5 junior, Angel Learlux. Number 30, 5'7 junior, Abby Fleehall. Number 34, 5'7 junior, Amber Harvey. Number 44, 5'9 senior, Ashley Padgett. And number 52, 5'9 junior, Jessica Koenig. Head coach is Randy Schultz, assisted by Misty Potter. Shelton looking for their first win of the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We'll be back in a minute.
Santa wears Huskerette, and so can you, along with a lot of other team colors from the new TM Sporting Goods Downtown Car. Santa and you might also consider Under Armour for those crisp outdoor jaunts. See Steve and Tino for all sorts of sporting goods, equipment, and accessories for every sport.
And the know-how to help you buy it right.
Holiday hours till 6, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday till 8, Saturday 9:30 to 5:30, Sunday 12:30 to 4:30. On the bricks at 2217 Central. Like them on Facebook for holiday specials at TM Sporting Goods. And for stocking stuffers, get tickets to the Heartland Hoops Classic.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Also going on tonight on our network of stations, ESPN 1460 will have the Kearney High boys taking on Grand Island tonight, scheduled for a 7:45 tip-off. And Hastings St. Cecilia boys are at Sutton tonight on 1230 AM KHAS. That's scheduled for a 7:30 tip-off. If you're a little outside the listening area or you just want to listen on the computer, you can do that as well at PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The traveling red with gold trim for Red Cloud, the home white with blue trim for the Bulldogs. It will be Lockhart and Padgett jumping center, and Red Cloud has won the opening tip. And we are underway here at Shelton. Again, the Bulldogs would like to get their first win of the season here tonight. Red Cloud like to get above 500. They drop it down to the low block. Turnaround jumper is no good by Lockhart, and the real rebound is brought down by Amber Harvey. Walking the ball up the floor will be Pleahall. Looks like we're going to see a little bit of a zone 1-3-1 here being put on by Red Cloud. Or are they going to slide back into a man-to-man? They're sagging on it pretty good. They just don't want the ball to get inside. So they'll have to work the ball around the outside. Bulldogs with the basketball. Ashley Padgett swings it over here on the left wing to Harvey. Harvey jump pass over the right wing to Padgett. Padgett tries to get to the baseline. Cut off there. Lyman clearly. Good ball moving up top. Three-pointer is on the way and in for Learlocks. And no problem for Shelton on their opening possession. And the Bulldogs lead it by a score of, well, they only say two. They only put a two-pointer on the board, so let's change that up. It's 2-0 in favor of Shelton. At the other end, a three-pointer by Red Cloud. Clanks off the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Learlocks, and here come the Bulldogs. Again, just trying to get that offense set up. Stay patient with these young teams on both sides. Handling the ball is Pleahall. She'll come to the near side as we set on the stage. Shelton is coming our way. Red Cloud going to the far side of the gym. That would be left to right as you sit on the bench. Working the ball around the perimeter. Learlux has it poked out of her hands by McCleary, Emily, and out of bounds. You're listening to KKPR FM, Kearney, Shelton, Red Cloud, and PlatteRiverPreps.com as Learlux will throw it in here in the short corner to Pleahall. Out of the wing, they'll get it to Padgett. Coding trying to find a way to get open in the paint, but they are just packing it in on her. There's nowhere to throw the ball. So driving on the right baseline, Pleahall stops, throws it back up top to Learlux. Nice little dump-off pass there to Padgett, but doesn't take the shot. So they'll reset it up top here. The three-pointer by Learlux, and that goes off the rim, no good. And the rebound brought down by Fisher. And Reagan will push the ball into the front court, kick it off on the right wing. There's another open three on the way, and it is in for Bailey Lewis to get Red Cloud on the board. 3-2, the Warriors have the lead. 5:45 to go here in the first quarter. And Shelton brings it into the front court again. A lot of the offense is working around the perimeter, trying to get it inside or get a baseline jumper. Now they isolate Learlux, drives right side, puts the jumper up from 10, too strong. Rebound brought down offensively, though, by Amber Harvey. Harvey with that right wrist heavily bandaged. So both teams with a couple of kids out for illness or injury tonight. So not a lot of depth on either side. A lot of freshmen on this Shelton Bulldog roster. They've got five of them out there. Three-pointer is up. Well, they say the toe's on the line again, but it's good. So a couple of 19-foot, 8-inch shots have been hit here by Shelton, and Amber Harvey is able to make that one. So it's 4-3, Shelton by one. And at the other end, we're going to get a jump ball. Reaching in to tie things up is Padgett. And the arrow points the way of Shelton. So we have the game's first turnover as Red Cloud will give it up. Don't forget, we will have the boys' game to follow at approximately 7:30, 7:45 tonight. Tomorrow night, we've got a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader with Pleasanton hosting Wilcox Hildreth here on Classic Hits. Dump it down to the low block. Harvey, double team, kicks it back out of the wing to Paget. Paget cut off there by McCleary. Gets it to the middle of the lane. Shot no good. Rebound Koenig. Back up no good. And the rebound comes down to McCleary. And Katie will clear it out. Gets it into the hands of Lewis. Quick pass up the floor. Reverse it left wing. Thinking about the three. Dumping it inside. Good catch down low by Lockhart. Turnaround jumper. Comes up short off the iron. Fight for the loose ball. It's going to be off of Brelin. And out of bounds. So Shelton will have the ball. Neither team trying to put pressure on. Trying to do anything. They're more concerned right now about working their half-court offense. Like to see that, too. Sometimes you see some young teams that are struggling. And you like to see them get a chance to run some offense. Ball handling is obviously the problem for these teams against pressure. As cutting down the shot is up, and Fleehall has it clank off the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Fisher. Reagan brings it down to the low block, gets it to Lockhart. She's tied up again, but this time the arrow points the way of Red Cloud. So they'll stack it up on the left side of the lane here. Set them all vertical, and looking to throw it in. Short, nothing there. Have to go up top. On the penetration is Fisher. Kicks it out on the right wing. Ball back up top, Fisher. And hands it off there to Lewis. Skip pass right side. Shot blocked out of bounds by Fleehall. Fleehall got over there off the screen and swatted it away. And Red Cloud will have to try it again from their own baseline. Looking to throw it in will be Bailey Lewis. Lewis lobs it in to Lockhart. She's the tallest gal on the court at 5'10". But matching her there, Paget and Koenig, both at 5'9". They'll reverse it to the left side. The ball gets knocked away, and they're going to say last touch by the Warriors. We'll have our first substitute of the ball game. Checking in for Red Cloud is going to be Jamie Nicodeme. Nicodeme swings in. 4-3 Shelton, 3:30 to go here in our opening quarter. On Classic Hits. Into Koenig, kicks it out of the wing. Lierlux fires the three. That one's no good. Defensive board is pulled down by Bailey Lewis. Lewis waits for the traffic to clear. Now makes a long outlet pass right underneath the hoop. Short jumper is off the glass and in for Reagan Fisher. Give the assist that time to Lewis, and Red Cloud regains the lead 5-4. Good court awareness, looking up the floor instead of having your head down, and it gets him a bucket. Shelton. Harvey, 15-footer, up and in. Amber with her second bucket. The Bulldogs answer right back. 6-5, Lady Bulldogs. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Both teams getting into a flow right now on the high post with it. It's going to be McCleary. Out on the right wing, they give it right back to McCleary. Reverse it left side. Get it down there to Nicodeme. Now on the low block, short jumper in traffic is no good. Fight for the loose ball, and it is going to be swatted around and saved in by Reagan Fisher. Good hassle. As they get it inside, trying to find McCleary. McCleary has it knocked out of her hands, and out of bounds it will go. Shelton will bring in Tristan Stopcotti, 5'4 freshman. And now Red Cloud will bring Braylon Lockhart back into the ball game. It'll be Warrior basketball on their baseline. Quick into the left-hand corner. Open jumper from 17. Comes up short that time from Emily McCleary. And getting out of there with a basketball will be Amber Harvey. Harvey will bring the ball to the floor right down the middle. Check out the man-to-man and swing it over to Fleehall. Fleehall back to Harvey at the high post. Trying to go bounce pass, and it's taken away. She wanted to get stop Cotty, but Emily McClearly is in there for the first steal of the game for Red Cloud. Lob it down to the low post. Trouble inside there. They're trying to get McClearly the ball. She's just being hounded. Ball gets slapped away. Comes on the backside for a short jumper. That is no good by Nicodeme, and the rebound brought down by stop Cotty. And here come the Bulldogs. 6'5", Shelton. As they swing it into the left-hand corner. Open jumper, Ashley Paget from 15. No good, but Koenig gets the offensive board and puts it back up and in. Jessica with her second board, resulting in her first bucket. And Shelton now up by 3, 8-5. Swing it over to the right side. Ball swatted away. Steal is made by Fleehall. Fleehall trying to beat everybody back. It's 1-on-2. She'll lower her shoulder, and a block called on Red Cloud. The foul will be on Bailey Lewis. That was one of those where she wasn't going to be able to get a shot up, but had to call something, and the blocking foul was called. And two free throws coming up for Abby Cleehall. And the first free throw now for the 5'7 junior is on the way and too strong. Blair Lux to return to the ball game here for the Bulldogs. And getting a breather will be Amber Harvey. Second free throw now for Learlux, who had the first bucket of the game. Or not Learlux, excuse me. The free throw is Cleehall. Cleehall puts it up and in. Learlux just checked in. So Cleehall gets 1-2, and it's a four-point lead for the Bulldogs, 9-5. A minute 20 to go here in the first quarter of play. Good pass into the paint, but turning into the double team is McCleary. Kicks it back out. Ball faked by Lewis. Bailey comes to the right side. Ball knocked away, and Learlux will get the steal. Cleehall brings the ball up the floor. Again, neither team really working transition. Had one bucket on transition. Fisher hit a layup on the assist from Lewis. Tossed it to her from about half court. Juanita Garcia has slid into the ball game. Gets it over to Cleehall. Knocked out of her hands. And Shelton with their second turnover. Under a minute to go here in the first quarter. Nothing exciting, but both teams have been fairly clean. Moving the ball around here. McCleary on the left elbow. Kicks it out for a three-pointer by Fisher. Off the front of the iron, no good. Defensive board to Cleehall, her first of the game. Abby brings it into the front court and sets it up at the top of the circle with 35 seconds to go here in the quarter. Only one foul has been called. Minimal turnovers. Had some points. So overall, so far, a good first quarter as the ball just about hits a fan that's trying to get into his bleacher seat on the far side. 20 seconds to go. Coney on the high post. Look for the give and go. But covered is Cleehall, so Abby has to pop back out. Now she'll drive in, get by the defender, lay it up and in. First bucket for Cleehall, and it is now 11-5 in favor of Shelton. They have scored six in a row, three-pointer at the other end, off the front of the iron as time expires. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. It's Shelton 11, the Red Cloud Lady Warriors 5, here on Classic Hits. We'll be back in a minute.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs. Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Shelton. Want to say thanks to Athletic Director Ron Blaze and the crew here, as always, for their hospitality. And the Shelton girls, looking for their first win of the season, are up 11-5 over Red Cloud here after one quarter of play. Shelton had two turnovers. Red Cloud had four rebounds, eight for the Bulldogs, five for the Lady Warriors. 4 points for Amber Harvey. That leads the way for Shelton. And Bailey Lewis hit a three-pointer for Red Cloud. As the jumper by Harvey from 14 is up and no good to start this second quarter. Rebound brought down by Reagan Fisher. She's got four of her team's six rebounds. Front court inside. Turnaround jumper for the Warriors. McCleary finally got a shot away, but too strong from Katie. And Cleehall will pull out her second rebound. And no a sense of urgency, I guess would be the best way to say it for Shelton. They want to make sure they get that ball up the court and then get their half-court offense going as Cleehall dumps it in the corner. Padgett puts the jumper up from 11 and hits it. Padgett with her first bucket, and it's now an 8-point lead for Shelton. Red Cloud just hasn't made as many shots. They've got the looks. Inside ball knocked out of the hands of Locker. Taking the jumper will be Lewis. Offensive rebound and a foul called on Shelton, it looks like. As Lockhart was in there to clean things up off the miss. That'll be the first foul of the game on Shelton. It goes on Ashley Padgett. And each team only whistled for one foul so far here in the first half. Free throw on the way, and it is good by Lockhart. And that will snap a 9-0 run here by Shelton, 13-6. Checking in now will be Alex Hoff, 5'6" sophomore. Again, this Red Cloud team, who is 2-2, beating Lawrence Nelson at Harvard. Second free throw is no good. We're going to get a jump ball between Lewis and Harvey. The arrow points the way of Red Cloud, so off the missed free throw, they get another chance. And they'll lob it in. Lockhart has a shot blocked. Blocked in there by Pleahall, but it's picked up by Hoff. And another chance here for Red Cloud. Dump it inside and trying to spin towards the hoop. A travel will be called. Got to stay away from those peanut M&Ms before game time, folks. 6:45 to go here in the first half. 13-6 Shelton. 1-3-1 zone is now. What we see is they dump it inside. There's Koenig. Turnaround jumper too strong. Rebound brought down by Red Cloud's Bailey Lewis. And Lewis will bring the ball up the floor. Lewis bounce pass on the right wing. Quick ball moving inside. McCleary, one more pass underneath. Nice pass. Short jumper won't go for Lockhart. But offensive rebound and getting it out of the traffic is Hoff. Now she'll cast up a three and hit it. Why not? And celebrates a little after she does. Don't get the offensive rebound, dribble out, shoot a three very often, but Red Cloud has scored four in a row, and they've cut the lead to four, 13-9. 6:10 to go here in the first half. Good ball movement by the Bulldogs, and now they try to throw over the top of the zone. It's going to be stolen away by Katie McCleary. Third turnover for Shelton, and Red Cloud will bring it into the front court with Emily McCleary. Emily and Katie. To McCleary's inside, kick it out to the right wing. Jumper from 15 on the way. That's too strong. Offensive rebound. Pulled down by Lockhart. There's going to be no foul. She must have just lost it on the way up. Down at the far end, it was hard to see from our vantage point. And Koenig will get the rebound here for Shelton. In the left-hand corner, right there again. The jumper is up and good for Ashley Padgett. So back-to-back buckets for Padgett. And she likes that little spot on the baseline here. On the left wing from 10 feet, she's hit two of them from there. At the other end, three-pointer is up by Lewis. Off the iron, no good. Long rebound comes out to Amber Harvey. Pushes it up the floor, but nobody follows her. And the Bulldogs will set it up. Maybe that's one of the reasons you're not going to see a lot of running and gunning or transition buckets from either team. Driving on the right side with it is Pleahall. Pleahall dumps it off to Learlutz. Can't get the three away. Gives it back to Pleahall on the right wing. Abby just kind of stays right side of the key. Swings it over here to Harvey. Back into the corner to Learlux. Up top. Driving in. Pleahall kicks it out of the wing. There's an 18-footer on the way. And no good by Padgett. And the ball is going to be out of bounds off of Shelton. Red Cloud basketball. 4:41 to go. First half. It is Shelton 15 and Red Cloud 9. And re-entering the game for the Warriors will be Reagan Fisher. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll give you a look at the first half stats, preview the boys' game, let you know what else is going on in the world of sports, college and NFL action this weekend. Red Cloud works the ball around the perimeter, then dumps it inside for McCleary, and Katie has the open seven-footer off the window and in for her first bucket of the ball game. 15-11 Shelton. That's what Coach Casey Fangmeyer wants to see. Good ball movement, then dump it inside. At the other end, quick shot on the way by Harvey. No good. Rebound pulled down by Lockhart, and then she's going to be tied up. Red Cloud gives up the ball on the alternating possession. And coming into the ball game, Tristan Stopcotty. And Learlux will check out. It will be Bulldog basketball underneath their own hoop. They give it a little different look here, put everybody out around the volleyball line. And they'll lob it out there to Padgett. She'll catch it, she'll shoot it, and she'll make the three. Ashley Padgett with all 7 points for Shelton here in the second quarter. And it's a 7-point lead, 18-11. Red Cloud thinking about shooting a three at the other end, but Stopcotty got a hand on the face, so they'll reverse it right side to Hoff. And Alex dribbles in place. They'll reverse it to the left side, get the three-pointer on the way. That's too strong by Fisher. Offensive rebound, though, and a whistle underneath. A foul called on Shelton. Offensive rebound to Katie McCleary. And checking back in will be Emily McCleary for Red Cloud. Foul was called on Abby Pleahall, her first. That's just the third foul total of the game called on the teams combined. Trying to chuck this ball in the left-hand corner to Fisher. Fisher dumps it down the low block to McCleary. It never gets to her. The steal is made by Harvey. 7 turnovers now for Red Cloud. Shelton has 3. 18-11 Shelton, 3:35 to go here in the first half. High post Padgett back to the basket, hits the cutter, who is Pleahall. Pleahall puts up the runner, contested, it's no good. And a jump ball on the rebound between Jessica Koenig and Emily McCleary. And this time the arrow points the way of Red Cloud. Tomorrow night, more high school hoops here on Classic Hits. We'll swing it over to the Fort Kearney Conference as Pleasanton will host Wilcox Hildreth. Starting just a little after 6 o'clock there as well. Monday will be in Minden as Boone Central Newman Grove takes on the Whippets. Tuesday, Axtell at Kennesaw. Now all of a sudden, Red Cloud having trouble taking care of the basketball. They try to dump it inside again and again. It is tipped away, and Shelton comes out of there with a basketball. Ball knocked out of the hands of Harvey. She gets it back up top to Plea Hall. Abby swings it over here to Ashley Padgett, who is covered, but finds Plea Hall, the cutter, goes to the wing. Here's Harvey from 12. It's up and in. Well, Shelton shooting the ball good tonight, and they lead it by 9, their largest lead of the ball game, and they've scored the last 5 points, 20-11, with 2:40 to go here in the second quarter. Between the circles with it will be Fisher. Reagan, couple of dribbles, thought about the 3, didn't take it, gives it over to Hobb. Now inside, quick ball movement outside to McCleary. Emily back out top to Fisher. Needing a little more movement inside against his Shelton zone. Here's a 3-pointer on the way and good by Alex Hoff. Her second 3 of the quarter, keeping Red Cloud in it, 20-14. So that's the 3rd 3 that Red Cloud has hit. And they're not afraid to fire them up. They are 3 out of 8 from beyond the arc. Padgett, corner, decides to drive baseline, ran out of room. Ball goes out of bounds, off the foot of a Red Cloud Warrior. And Shelton will continue to hold on to the possession. And take it out will be Jessica Cody. Jessica looks into the corner. Favorite spot for Padgett. Ashley gets it up top. Harvey takes the 17-footer. No good. Ball goes off the iron and out of bounds and under the stands. Good time to remind you that we have got the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up, and a timeout will be taken here by Shelton. And this timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Available right now at West 39th Street in Kearney or right here at the Shelton Concession Stand. 1:59 to go in the first half. Shelton leads Red Cloud in our girls' game 20-14. We'll be right back.
Tis the season to get in the game at the new Dunham Sports in Hastings. From golf to football, camping to hunting, exercise to running, Dunham's has what every sports lover on your list is hoping for. You'll find all the big name brands for footwear and apparel from Nike, Adidas, Reebok, Under Armour, and many more at spectacular prices. Even more savings when you sign up for Dunham's Rewards. Make Dunham Sports your one-stop shop this holiday season on North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Get in the game at Dunham's!
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
1:59 to go here in the first half. Shelton 20, Red Cloud 14. And Red Cloud with a basketball as we come back to action here. I want to say thanks to our fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you Twin Valley Conference basketball tonight. Swinging on the left wing, 3-pointer on the way and good by Bailey Lewis. And so Red Cloud feeling comfortable going up against this Shelton zone defense, needing to hit outside shots or hit the shots against the zone, and they are. Cut the lead to 3, back-to-back threes, makes it 20-17. Padgett with it, left wing, looking inside, Koenig on the low block, turns, puts up the 8-footer and scores. Nice job by Koenig to get her second bucket, and it's 22-17. And considering, and it's just been the offensive struggles, neither team has scored 40 points this year, both are having a solid first half, at least offensively. As they swing it backside, here's the open jumper by Emily McCleary. No good. Crashing the board is Fisher. Fisher slapped the ball out of bounds, and it will belong to Shelton. Checking back into the ball game now for the Bulldogs, we'll see Juanita Garcia, another freshman, Stopcani, Garcia, a couple of the freshmen that see play. As we said, just one senior starter for either team. In fact, Red Cloud doesn't have any on the team. So building for the future, which nobody really likes to hear. They just want to keep getting better. Koenig gives it to Garcia, looked inside and shuffled the foot, or the feet, as the case may be. Back in is Ashley Padgett, 48 seconds to go here in second quarter. 22-17. Red Cloud trying to get one more bucket here and only be a possession down. Cut it to a one-possession game at halftime. Who knows? They could get two. 40 seconds to go. Work the ball around the perimeter to Emily McCleary. Over on the right wing. Bounce pass to the high post. Jumper Katie McCleary rattles home. Second bucket for Katie. 22-19. 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. As the Bulldogs bring the ball up the floor with Fleehall. Fleehall, a little more pressure this time. Fisher, Red Cloud can kind of feel some excitement here. And a double dribble called. Fleehall is going to make the pass, and then there was nobody there to pass it to. And by that time, she was in no man's land. So now, Red Cloud gets the basketball with 19 seconds. A three could tie it. Sending us into halftime. McCleary over to the left wing to Lewis. Trying to guard against that three. Throw over the top of the zone. Trying to dump it inside, which was the right play, but McCleary was not paying attention. The ball is turned over. Will Shelton be able to get a shot away? 3-2. It's a way off balance shot from 30 feet that clanks off the front of the rim by Abby Fleehall. And the way this first half has gone, why wouldn't you get a pretty good look at the bucket there? But we are at half, and all things considered, it's been a clean half. Not a lot of fouls, not that many turnovers. The teams have shot the ball pretty well. And it's the Shelton Lady Bulldogs 22 and the Red Cloud Lady Warriors 19. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll be back in a minute.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Potashoff. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Potashoff. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Potashoff, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Shelton. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. They'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area teams from RAI in Shelton.
With our producer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Shelton. Want to say thank you to the sponsors. Want to say thank you to Athletic Director Ron Blaze and the crew for allowing us to be here tonight and bring you all of the action. We are at halftime. Your score, the girls' game, Shelton 22 and Red Cloud 19. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Of course, there's plenty of other basketball going on tonight, and a couple of those games can be heard on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Tipping off at 7:30, the Hastings St. Cecilia boys will be at Sutton. They had some battles on the football field. Now it's time to play basketball. And on ESPN 1460 AM and PlatteRiverPreps.com, it is Kearney High taking on the Grand Island boys. The girls are playing in Grand Island tonight. Other games tonight, Axtell is playing at Amherst. Kearney Catholic is at Elm Creek. Holdridge is at Gothenburg. Lincoln Christian is at Grand Island Central Catholic. Friend is at Lawrence Nelson. Cambridge is at Loomis. South Loop is at Medicine Valley. Giltner is at Meridian tonight. Columbus is at Grand Island Northwest. Adams Central travels north to play Ord. Pleasanton is at Overton. Kennesaw is at Silver Lake in another Twin Valley Conference matchup tonight. Loop City is up at St. Paul. And Aurora is at York. Also pretty busy between now and Tuesday because with the way Christmas falls this year, not many games next Thursday and Friday, so teams have moved them up to Monday and Tuesday next week, and there's quite a few tomorrow night. Here on Classic Hits, the Wilcox-Hildreth Falcons, who are playing better basketball, will travel to Pleasanton to take on the Bulldogs, get going around 6 o'clock for that doubleheader. Also tomorrow night, some other games. Gibbon is at Adams Central, what should be an interesting Luplat Conference doubleheader. Elm Creek is at Eustace Farnham. York will be at Hastings High. McCook's at Holdridge. Grand Island is at Lincoln East. Central City will be at Minden. Lexington's at Grand Island Northwest. Lawrence Nelson will be here in Shelton to take on the Bulldogs. And Sutton will be just down the road to take on Wood River in Saturday night basketball. We do have basketball for you Monday and Tuesday. Boone Central Newman Grove travels south to take on the Minden Whippets Monday. And the Axtell Wildcats travel to Kennesaw just south of here to take on the Blue Devils on Tuesday, and we'll have all the action for you here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Also a reminder that the College Football Bowl season gets going tomorrow, and we have got you covered on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Pregame at 11 a.m., and kickoff tomorrow is set for 12 noon. The first bowl game of the year pits Arizona against Nevada in the New Mexico Bowl, then the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Toledo takes on Utah State at 3:30. Got some good NFL action this weekend as well. It starts with the Broncos and Ravens at noon, followed by the Cowboys and Steelers at 3:15, and the 49ers and Patriots at 7:30 on Sunday night. All of that on ESPN Radio. We'll take a break and look at the first half numbers of our girls' game, which Shelton leads over Red Cloud by a score of 22-19. Right after this, timeout.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers of our girls' game, starting with Red Cloud. And it is Alex Hoff hitting a couple of three-pointers. She's got 6 points, one rebound. Emily McCleary has a rebound. Bailey Lewis has also hit a couple of three-pointers. She has 6 points, three rebounds. Raylan Lockhart has 1 point and three rebounds. Reagan Fisher, 2 points, four rebounds. And Katie McCleary, 4 points, and two rebounds. Five rebounds in the first quarter, nine in the second for the Warriors. They've only been to the line once, going one of two. Three-point shooting, one of four in the first quarter, and three of five in the second quarter. Turnovers, four in the first and five in the second. And with only three total fouls called in the game so far, nobody's in foul trouble. Red Cloud had 5 points in the first quarter, 14 in the second. And at the half, the Warriors have 19 points, 14 rebounds, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line, 4 of 9 from 3-point land, and 9 turnovers. We'll look at the first half numbers for Shelton right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now and winning? If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
LaserTech has been putting the serve back in service for over 17 years. LaserTech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. LaserTech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With LaserTech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how LaserTech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
Now let's take a look at the first half stats for the Shelton Lady Bulldogs. Tristan Stopcotti has one rebound. Angel Lierlux has 2 points and a rebound. Abby Pleahall, 3 points, two rebounds, and two blocks. Amber Harvey, 6 points and five rebounds. Ashley Padgett scored all seven of her points in the second quarter. She is the game's leading scorer. And Jessica Koenig, 4 points and four rebounds. Eight rebounds in the first quarter, five in the second quarter. Also, Shelton has only been to the line once, just like Red Cloud, where they're one of two. 3 point shooting, 0 of 2 in the first quarter, 1 of 1 in the second. Turnovers, 2 in the first quarter, and 3 in the second. 11 points in each quarter for the Lady Dogs here of Shelton. They've got 22 points, 13 rebounds, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line, 1 of 3 from 3-point land, 2 blocked shots, and 5 turnovers. Shelton looking for their first win, leads the 2-2 Red Cloud Lady Warriors at the half by a score of 22-19. After tonight, Red Cloud is back in action again tomorrow at home. They will take on Alma. And then next Thursday, they will host Wilcox Hildreth. For Shelton, as we told you earlier, they will be hosting Lawrence Nelson tomorrow night. And then they are off until the holiday tournament. So that's a long 2-week break there for Shelton. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. We'll be back with second half basketball in a moment here on Classic Hits and FlatRiverPrep.com.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
The Shelton Lady Bulldogs will get the ball to start the third quarter, leading it by 3. They've been up by as many as 9. But right now, just trying to extend the lead. And the first jumper from the right wing is on the way and no good by Lierlux. And the defensive board brought down by Lockhart. That is her fourth. Three-pointer could tie it here for Red Cloud. They've already hit 4 in the ball game. They just got to find a way to get a couple of two-point buckets inside, get some consistency, which both teams obviously been lacking, but they'll fire up the 3, top of the key, no good by Bailey Lewis, comes all the way out top, and it's knocked out of bounds by Shelton. So another opportunity here for Red Cloud. Bounce pass comes all the way out to midcourt, and Reagan Fisher will handle it. Looking to her right, dribbling to her left, now fires it to the right side, trying to find an opening over here on the baseline is Lewis, trying to see where the ball goes. She gets it and kicks it right back out top to Fisher, to the high post. A turnaround jumper, McCleary, is no good. And the ball will come up and visit us here on the stage. Ball will belong to the Shelton Bulldogs. 10th turnover for Red Cloud. Minute gone here in quarter number 3. 22-19. Just add another rebound to my career total right there. Good job by me. Give and go at the other end. And the pass goes out to Koenig. Koenig off the glass, puts it up and in. Nice pass by Fleehall on the assist. 24-19. 5-point lead for the Bulldogs of Shelton. Red Cloud has led only once in this ball game. They hit a 3 to go up 3-2. And then they went up by 4, and that's been it. Good ball fake at the top of the key. Driving McCleary, kicks it off. Doesn't get a shot away. They'll reset it inside to Katie McCleary, who dumps it even closer to Lockhart. 5-footer. Kind of behind the board, the shot's no good. The rebound corralled by Ashley Padgett. Kicks it out on the wing to Harvey, who hustles it up into the front court to avoid the pressure. She had some pressure on her, and that's really the first time we've seen the Bulldogs run the ball across the midcourt line. Into Koenig. Koenig turns around. Her shot is going to be blocked by Lockhart. First blocked shot of the ball game by the Warriors, and they'll come out of there with the basketball. Pushing it up the floor will be Bailey Lewis. Lewis down to the low block. Turnaround jumper won't go. Offensive rebound to Katie McCleary off the Lockhart miss, and she'll be fouled. So McCleary will go to the line to shoot 2 free throws and try and get Red Cloud on the board here in the third quarter, 2 minutes in. The foul is called on Ashley Padgett. That will be her second. And the first free throws of the game for Katie McCleary, who has 4 points. And the first free throw is on the way. Hits the front of the rim. No good. And checking in for Red Cloud is Jamie Nicodeme. Nicodeme into play defense as the second free throw is on the way. And it is off the iron as well. And the rebound brought down by Shelton's Ashley Padgett. So a couple in a row there for Padgett. Walking the ball up the floor is going to be Fleehall, trying to put some pressure on her this third quarter is Reagan Fisher. They just let her walk it up the whole first half. This time Fisher puts a little pressure on, gets across the timeline to patch it to Fleehall. The cutter comes through the paint, can't get a shot, kicks it off to Lierlux, back up top to Harvey. Good ball movement by Shelton. Padgett tied up in the paint, needs some help. And there's your 3 seconds. Can't get in trouble in the paint, or that's what's going to happen. And Shelton with their first turnover of the half, 6th of the game. 5:28 to go, third quarter. Shelton 24 and Red Cloud 19. Boys game will follow. Shelton, once again, a pretty good boys team. Red Cloud, young, kind of like the girls. They're 1-3, but all four games have been close. As the Warriors put the jumper up, no good. And Lear Lux will get her second rebound. It'll be an interesting boys game here tonight, and it follows us at approximately 7:45. Girls game's going at a good pace. It might start a couple minutes earlier. Jumper in the corner. Paget from that left baseline, that time too strong. And the rebound is corralled by Fisher. That's her fifth of the contest. Walks the ball off the floor. High post McCleary. Back out for a three-point shot. No, they'll double clutch and throw it over to the right wing. Now the three-pointer's on the way by Fisher. Off the heel and through. Oh, but it hit the standard that was holding it, the wires that hold the basket to the roof, and so it's a dead ball, and the three-pointer is no good. Be a tough one to make it. Horse, call it off the wire. Five-point lead for Shelton, 4:30 to go here in the third quarter. Pass to Koning, right back to the cutter. Pleahall, but missed the runner that time. Rebound brought down by Bailey Lewis, and a jump ball will be called. The arrow does point the way of the Lady Warriors. It was a nice play by the Bulldogs there on the give and go. They just didn't finish. We've got some multiple substitutions on the floor for the Warriors. They bring in Alex Hoff, who hit a couple of threes in the second quarter. Also staying out there is Bailey Lewis, Katie McCleary, Raylan Lockhart, and also Emily McCleary, the five on the floor. And Emily will take the 12-foot jumper off the rim a couple of times. No good. Offensive rebound by Hoff. She'll bring it back out top to Lewis. Swings it right side to McCleary. Emily back up top to Lewis, being very patient. Out on the wing, 19-footer on the way, and it is good for Alex Hoff. Got to get on her. She's been hitting some outside jumpers, and it's 24-21. 8 points now to lead the way for Hoff off the bench here, who has not played half the minutes in this game. Working up top on the dribble, Pleahall, trying to shake free of Hoff. Hoff won't let her get by. Kicks it to Paget, left corner. One dribble, 13-footer, no good. Backside rebound to Emily McCleary. Kicks it out on the wing to Lewis, and here comes Red Cloud. As they have shut Shelton down to just 2 points so far in the quarter. Of course, that's also what Red Cloud has. Saw some good offense in the first half, but not so far here. A couple of little defensive changes at halftime. Three-pointer top. The key is off the mark by Bailey Lewis. And fighting for the loose ball, it's going to be Katie McCleary. She gets the offensive board, and she'll be fouled. That will be team foul number two of the half. And coming into the ball game is going to be Juanita Garcia, because that's the third foul on Ashley Paget. We've had a total of five fouls called in the game on these two teams. Three of them are on Paget. And after a quick break, Fisher is back in, and Emily McCleary will check out. 24-21, Shelton leads it by three. 3:12 to go here in the third quarter of play. Time to get it in. Dumps it here in the far corner to Hoff. Alex can't get a shot. Throws it back up top into the hands of Lewis. Back to Hoff. The three for the tie. It's off the heel. No good. And the Bulldogs come out of there with the rebound. Amber Harvey with her six. So Red Cloud 0-4 from three-point land in the third quarter after going 4-9 in the first half. Stopcotti back in for Shelton. And Stopcotti going to get called, I think, for an illegal screen. That is the call. Tristan with her first personal foul. And back into the ballgame for Red Cloud will be Emily McCleary. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Gouda with you here from Shelton. 2:45 to go in the third quarter of our girls' game. First part of our girl-boy doubleheader. Shelton leads Red Cloud 24-21. Red Cloud's got the ball, though. Play and catch at the top of the circle, working it around the perimeter to Fisher. Up top to McCleary, high post to Katie, back out on the wing, 17-footer Fisher, no good. Rebound yanked down by Harvey. Harvey doesn't have a lane to drive it up the floor, so she'll stop and give it to Pleahall, and Abby will walk it across the timeline. Pleahall bounce pass to the high post, Coney swings it over to the left wing. Harvey back up top to Pleahall, who's trying to get going here again. Very quiet third quarter for Shelton. They had such a successful first half, especially compared to their first five games. Stop Connie in the right-hand corner. Back out to Pleahall. Drives, dishes to Koenig. Quick shot from seven. Bounces around, won't go. Blast, rim, and it still won't fall. McCleary, Katie with her fifth rebound. And still a three-pointer away from a tie ball game. And Red Cloud's been trying a few. I post McCleary. Katie to Emily. Emily puts the jumper up from 17. No good. And it's punched out long to Abby Pleahall. So both teams struggling here in the third quarter after we praised them for how they had done in the first half, 22-19. That's a lot of first half games. Sometimes boys, let alone gals. Baseline trying to make some room here is Garcia. Garcia can't keep it in play, and it'll be turned over. Steal made by the Warriors. Hanging on to 24-21 with a minute 10 to go here in the third quarter. Hoff back up top, Fisher. And a timeout will be called here by Casey Fangmeyer and Red Cloud. It will be their first of the ball game. 1:09 to go here in the third quarter of play, and it's Shelton 24, Red Cloud 21. We'll be back in a minute on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cenex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cenex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Welcome back, Doug Duda with you here at Shelton, out of the Red Cloud timeout. And the ball picked away up top. Steal made by Pleahall to the other end. The layup is up and in. So Pleahall play a little ball hawk there. Forced the turnover, the 11th of the game for Red Cloud, and it's 26-21 Shelton. 45 seconds to go here in the third quarter. I pose they're changing it up a little bit. Lewis, they've got the small lineup in there. No big girls as they put Lockhart down low. Three-pointer up top. Again, won't go. Rebound slapped out long. Fisher has it. It'll be her sixth. Reagan, who is listed at 5'4", leads the team in rebounding right now. 22 seconds to go. Simple working across this 2-3 zone. Now Hoff tries the three. That one won't go. And the rebound brought down by Amber Harvey with 13 seconds to go in the quarter. Harvey brings it up right side, stops on the right side of the key, up top to Pleahall with 7. Pleahall, ball fake, drives, kicks it out of the wing. Learlux fires it up from 15, no good, and no one can corral the ball as time expires. So Red Cloud held to just 2 points there in the third quarter of play, and after three, it's Shelton 26 and Red Cloud 21. We've got more high school basketball after this on Classic Hits.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank. Five Points Bank.
Twin Valley Conference basketball action here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you as we begin the fourth quarter of play with the score, Shelton 26 and Red Cloud 21, 22-19 at the half, but only 6 points total scored there in the third quarter of play with Shelton getting the better of it, 4-2 over Red Cloud, and Shelton will get the ball to start the fourth quarter of play. And the original starters are in there. Learlux, Pleahall, Harvey, Paget, and Koenig for Shelton. As they get Koenig on the low block left side. Adjusts, shoots, no good. She goes over the back and commits the foul as Lockhart brings down the rebound. And for Jessica, that's her first. Again, foul's not a problem. That's the fourth foul of the half on Shelton. None on Red Cloud. Only one foul has been called this entire game against the Warriors. They trail it by five. They've hit a few threes, but were 0 of 6 last quarter, and that's the main difference from the first half where they made four of them. Off, over on the wing, driving in is Lewis, no good. Ball grabbed by Padgett, and back in business is Shelton. Shelton 0 and 5, looking for that first win here as we get this third Friday of the season going. Out on the left wing, Padgett dumps it down. Now needs some help as the ball hit the floor. Harvey trying to come help her instead. She'll dish it off to Pleahall. Drives the baseline left side. Sees a little space and lays it up and in. Pleahall now with 7 points in the ball game. She kind of juked the defense thinking that she was going to dribble it back out to the wing and then just blew right by on the baseline for the layup. Here's Emily McCleary back up top to Bailey Lewis. Against this matchup zone, high post to Katie McCleary. Right back to Lewis. Out of the wing, here's another three, and that one is good for Reagan Fisher. Fisher hits the three, and that's her first of the ball game. 28-24, 6.5 to go in the game. Pleahall dribbles her way through the double team, and then it gets poked away from behind. Lockhart will pick up the loose ball. Eighth turnover, Shelton. Baseball pass to the other end, and McCleary got ran over before she could shoot it. The foul is on Ashley Padgett, and with so few fouls called in the game, that's the fourth on Padgett. I think she was expecting to get a blocked shot attempt, and McCleary just kind of was waiting for her to run by, and instead she just ran over her. So it'll be Red Cloud ball underneath their own hoop. Lob it all the way out top, quickly to the wing. Fisher for another three, but that one is going to be short off the rim and kick out of bounds. So the ball belongs to Shelton, who has only shot 3 three-pointers compared to 17 unofficially for Red Cloud. Now, Shelton is shooting from the outside, just a lot of 15- to 18-foot shots. As Pleahall walks the ball to the front court, picked up there by Reagan Fisher to the high post, coding with it, faces the hoop. Right in her face is going to be Lockhart. Takes it over on the wing to Harvey, and Harvey is tied up, and the arrow points the way of Red Cloud, so Shelton will turn it over. As the Warriors have been playing catch-up most of the night here, as they have led by no more than 1 point, and that was early in the first quarter. Shelton had taken a 9-point lead, kept it between 3 and 6 here for most of the second half as the three-pointer is no good. Out on the wing by Bailey Lewis. Rebound brought down by Harvey. She'll hand it off to Pleahall. Pleahall to the top of the key, drives, dishes. Harvey from 16. It's good. Amber Harvey hits the jumper, and she now has 8 points, and the lead is back up to 6, 30-24 Shelton. 5.5 to go. Work the ball quickly, Fisher. Down low, they'll get it to McCleary. Back up top to Fisher. Fakes right, goes left to Emily McCleary. Trying to move the ball quickly to get a shot, but that zone is so packed in. Fisher back over for an 18-foot jumper that is hit by Emily McCleary, who makes her first bucket of the ball game. 30-26. Red Cloud keeps hanging around. Shelton can't put him away, and a timeout will be called here by the Bulldogs. With 5 minutes to go in the basketball game, it is Shelton 30 and Red Cloud 26. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and at the concession stand right here in Shelton. We'll be right back.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Santa wears Husker Red, and so can you, along with a lot of other team colors from the new TM Sporting Goods downtown car. Santa and you might also consider Under Armour for those crisp outdoor jaunts. See Steve and Tino for all sorts of sporting goods, equipment, and accessories for every sport.
And the know-how to help you buy it right.
Holiday hours till 6, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday till 8, Saturday 9:30 to 5:30, Sunday 12:30 to 4:30. Found the bricks at 2217 Central. Like them on Facebook for holiday specials at TM Sporting Goods. And for stocking stuffers, get tickets to the Heartland Hoops Farms Classic.
Boys basketball game will follow here between Red Cloud and Shelton, so stay with us for that. Right now, 5 minutes to go in the girls' game. It is Shelton 30 and Red Cloud 26. Shelton using the timeout. They have three remaining, and Red Cloud has four, but the ball turned over before they can really get into their offense. And that's three turnovers here in the fourth quarter for Shelton. They only had seven the entire first three quarters. Red Cloud hasn't turned it over yet. And they'll fake the jumper out there with Hoff, had a hand on her face. Then the bounce pass gets low on the floor. It's loose. Red Cloud jumps on it and calls the timeout. It happened right in front of the Red Cloud bench. So Coach Fangmeier able to call the timeout. It is a 30-second timeout. 4:31 to go here in the ball game, and the score remains 30-26. Shelton will be right back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the EMT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Out of the Red Cloud 30-second timeout. They'll toss the ball in front of their bench to Fisher. Fisher gives it back over to Hoff. Trying to extend that zone. Pleahall gets a hand on it, but it goes out of bounds. Both teams, as they can start to get closer to the end of the game, start to sense a chance to win the game. They're getting a little more aggressive defensively here. Didn't see this in the first half. It was just basically zone, a little matchup man-to-man from the Warriors. And driving, Lewis dishes this ball off to McCleary. Shot won't go. Ball bounces into the hands of Harvey. I've got her for 10 boards in the ball game. Pleahall brings the ball across the timeline here. Ball trying to get it to Koenig. Stealing it away. Lockhart. She goes coast to coast. Jump stop. And the jumper will not go. And the rebound brought down by Pleahall. That was a rough one because it was a nice play made there by Lockhart. She did everything right, and the ball decided it was just not going to go in. Pleahall gives it off to Padgett. She's going to cast up a three-pointer. It is off the mark. That's the first three attempted by Shelton this half. And grabbing the loose ball is going to be Katie McCleary, her sixth rebound. 30-26, Shelton. Not much scoring here in the second half. It was 22-19 at halftime. One dribble for Fisher. High post to Lockhart. Kick it back out of the wing. They are moving the ball quickly. Now Hoff takes the long three-pointer. Off the front of the rim, no good. Koenig gets her fifth rebound. 3:05 remaining. And don't forget, when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll give you a look at the final stats of this ball game, and then get you ready for the boys' contest. Good crossover dribble off the pick by Pleahall. Then she got tripped up and ran right into Bailey Lewis. She actually, you know, you're walking along and you kind of stub your toe. Well, that's exactly what happened there. And she lost her momentum and a jump ball call. The arrow does point the way of Shelton, so they keep the basketball. Coney's going to check out here for a moment, and Garcia checks back in. On the inbound, they try to get it to the cutter. Pleahall. Pleahall right underneath the hoop is going to be fouled. And for Red Cloud, it's their first foul of the half with 2:55 to go in the fourth quarter, and it's only their second total foul of the game. And it's on Lockhart. But both times they fouled, it's been free throws for Shelton, and it's been Pleahall both times. And this free throw in and out off the backboard, and it still won't go. 7 points for Abby. Only 8 points in the half for Shelton. Seven for Red Cloud. Second free throw. That one dances around, but it does go. And 8 points in the game for Pleahall. 31-26. Shelton leads it by five. Red Cloud, a bucket away from a one-possession game. Working around the perimeter again, it's Emily McCleary. High post to Katie, back to Emily. Gets it up top for Fisher. Fisher's three-pointer is off the mark. And the rebound brought down by Ashley Padgett. Right now it's just a simple matter of making threes for Red Cloud because that's the majority of their shots. But they have not been able to do much in the second half. They're 1 of 11 from beyond the arc. They were 4 of 9 in the first half. On the baseline, Garcia uses her dribble, gets it back out to Pleahall. Pleahall, jump pass to the right side to Harvey. Harvey into the paint, tipped away, got it back. Now finds the cutter Pleahall. 10-footer in the lane, no good. The jumper goes off the back of the iron, and the rebound brought down by Red Cloud. Fast break the other way. Lewis Kicks it over to McCleary. Back out to Katie. The jumper no good. Lockhart, though, gets the offensive rebound. Swing it over to Lewis, and Bailey will hit the 10-footer. And a timeout called by Red Cloud after the made bucket, which cuts the lead to 3. 1:51 to go in the ball game. It is Shelton 31, Red Cloud 28, and we'll be back after this timeout on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Red Cloud, Shelton.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, as expected, no problem with Elm Creek tonight, leading it 57-19 after three quarters of play over at Elm Creek. On paper, it would seem like there's going to be a lot of those matchups in the area tonight, as Red Cloud for the first time is going to put full court pressure on Shelton, and a foul on the inbounds going to be called on Reagan Fisher. And one of the reasons to do that is now that's the second foul of the half, and Coach Fangmeier knows you can either go for the steal, maybe get one. Fouls aren't going to hurt you. You're eventually probably going to need the one-and-one anyway. Inbounds pass comes to Harvey, knocked away, and out of bounds off of McCleary. Now, see, this is the reason both these teams have struggled this year. They get pressured in the first half, and they have a lot of turnovers and fall behind. But neither team has done this so far in the ball game. And Shelton tries to get it into Learlock. She's got it. Stop. Timeout called by Shelton. It happened right in front of the Red Cloud bench, right on the sideline. Coach Fangmeier wanted to travel, but a timeout called by Shelton. So, another one called with 1:44 to go in the ball game. It is still 31-28 in favor of Shelton. We'll be back in a minute.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Santa wears Husker Red, and so can you, along with a lot of other team colors from the new TM Sporting Goods downtown Kearney. Santa and you might also consider Under Armour for those crisp outdoor jaunts. See Steve and Tino for all sorts of sporting goods, equipment, and accessories for every sport.
And the know-how to help you buy it right.
Holiday hours till 6, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday till 8, Saturday 9:30 to 5:30, Sunday 12:30 to 4:30. Down the bricks at 2217 Central. Like them on Facebook for holiday specials at TM Sporting Goods. And for stocking stuffers, get tickets to the Heartland Hoops Classic.
And out of the Shelton timeout, each team will have two timeouts remaining as we come down the home stretch. Shelton gets the ball into Pleahall, pushes it up the floor, has it punched away from behind, and out of bounds it goes. 1:41 to go in the game. Shelton 31 and Red Cloud 28. Shelton to throw it in with Padgett. And another timeout as they could not get the ball in play. But now Shelton is down to one timeout left in this basketball game. Well, while we take this break, we want to thank all the many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school basketball. The Nebraska football team got back on the practice field this afternoon, and for the first time since the Big Ten championship game against Wisconsin, Coach Bo Pelini was available after a practice for comment, and he said that Rex Burkhead looks good, ready to go for the bowl game, but that Justin Jackson, the starting center most of the season, and Baker Steinkuhler, defensive tackle, who both missed the Big Ten championship game, both injured in the Iowa game, will not play in the Capital One Bowl. So after the timeout, we're ready to go again. Padgett to throw it in. Still a three-point Shelton lead. And they dish it in here to Abby Pleahall. Again, still four fouls to give for Red Cloud, and they can afford to be overly aggressive, but they're kind of staying in a little matchup zone right now as they pick the dribble up, get it back out to Pleahall. Minute 30 to go. Red Cloud has to be aggressive here. And an offensive foul called out at midcourt on Shelton that shoved Bailey Lewis over. Trying to just kind of put the arm out, some dribble around, and an offensive foul called there on Amber Harvey. So now Red Cloud's got the ball down by three. And they've attempted 20 threes of the game. They've hit five of them. They don't need a three as far as the time goes. Inside McCleary at the high post. Tries to get it back out to Fisher. The ball tapped and run down just before it gets to half court. Swing it over to Emily McCleary. We've got 1 minute to go in the game. Left elbow. Now there's McCleary open on the right side, and she's fouled on the shot, and Ashley Padgett is fouled out of this basketball game. And at the line will be Emily McCleary for the first time this evening with 57 seconds remaining in the contest. And for Ashley Padgett tonight, she scored all seven of her points in the second quarter. She had four rebounds in the game, and she will foul out with 57 seconds left in the contest. And at the line to shoot two will be Emily McCleary. And the sophomore puts the first one up. No good. Checking into the ball game was Stopcotti for Shelton. Stopcotti, Learlux. Also on the floor is Harvey and Koning and Pleahall. And now the second free throw coming up for McCleary. Hoping to make it and sub so they can press, but the free throw is too strong, no good. And the rebound is grabbed by Amber Harvey, her 11th. Pressure in the backcourt being put on, going for the steal. A foul is called. And it's going to be called on Bailey Lewis. That's her second. Again, only the third team foul, so Shelton's going to have to take it in a bunch of times. And Red Cloud's going to continue to look for the steal in the backcourt. Stopcotti to throw it in. Throws it right back to the baseline to Learlux. Learlux with a left-hand dribble. Gets across the timeline. Nearly carried the ball. Stop. Needs some help. Throws it up top to Harvey. 40 seconds to go over to Stopcotti, who shot the ball. It's no good. Offensive putback. Back up and in by Learlux. And that'll make it a five-point game with 30 seconds to go. 33-28. Red Cloud wants a timeout, and they will get it. With 27 seconds to go. It's a full-length timeout. So, maybe Coach Schultz didn't want him to shoot it at the other end, but they did, and they score. And with 27 seconds left to go in a basketball game, Shelton is that far away from their first win, leading Red Cloud 33-28. We'll be right back.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Well, 27 seconds to go in the game. Shelton 33, Red Cloud 28. Red Cloud ball in front of their own hoop or in front of their own bench. And they're just going to have to score on this possession one way or the other, obviously. Reagan Fisher with a basketball. Trying to find a three. Reagan passes it up. Gives it to McCleary. Back to Reagan over on the wing. Three-pointer on the way. And it is no good by Bailey Lewis. The rebound brought down by Learlux. No foul, 10 seconds to go, and it doesn't matter if they do, which they do. This is only the fourth foul, so we're not in a one-on-one situation, and Shelton's going to win their first basketball game of the year. And all they have to do is inbound it a couple of times. Red Cloud has to get a steal and a quick bucket here. There is time for that, but it's into Learlux. She's fouled. But another 2 seconds run off the clock. That's the fifth foul. And Shelton will have to throw it in again. Pleahall to do so. 6.5 seconds remain. And they get it in. And a foul with 5.3. Bailey Lewis. And I think Coach Fangmeier just told him not to foul. Not enough time left. As they get the ball into Amber Harvey, she'll hold it. Time will expire. And Shelton's in the win column here tonight. With a 33-28 victory over the Red Cloud Lady Warriors. They will fall to 2-3, and Shelton is now 1-5. Coming up, the Misco Sports Post Game Show with the final stats. And you know what? You can tell the Shelton crowd is very happy for their girls. Mostly a standing ovation. Sometimes when you're young, you just need a little energy, and they're able to get the job done here tonight. We'll be back with the final stats of our game right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
And welcome back to Classic Hit and Plattler Prep's coverage of high school basketball. It's time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. 33-28, Shelton is able to pick up the victory tonight over the Red Cloud Lady Warriors. And here's the numbers for the ball game. First of all, starting with Red Cloud, they had a total of 6 players score. Emily McCleary, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Alex Hoff, 8 points, which tied for the team high, 2 rebounds. Bailey Lewis also had 8 points, and 4 different players had 6 rebounds. She was one of them. Raylan Lockhart, 1 point, 6 rebounds and a block. Reagan Fisher, 5 points, 6 rebounds. And Katie McCleary, 4 points and 6 rebounds. 14 rebounds in each half. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first half, 0 of 4 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 4 of 9 in the first half, 1 of 12 in the second half for Red Cloud, and that really ends up being the difference. Turnovers, 9 in the first half. I only had Red Cloud for 2 turnovers in the second half and none in the fourth quarter. 19 points in the first half, but just 9 in the second half as the Warriors just couldn't make any buckets, and they finished with 28 points, 28 rebounds, 1 out of 6 at the free throw line, 5 of 21 from 3-point land, 1 block and 11 turnovers. Red Cloud falls to 2 and 3 on the season, and they will host Alma tomorrow night. We'll look at Shelton's numbers right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Shelton. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. They'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area teams from RAI in Shelton. Laser Tech has been putting the serve back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
Back on the Misco Sports Postgame Show, here's a look at the final numbers now for Shelton. Tristan Stopcotty had 1 rebound. Angel Learlux had 4 points, 4 rebounds. Abby Fleehall tied for the team high in scoring with 8 points, 4 rebounds, 2 blocks. Amber Harvey had 8 points, a game high 11 rebounds. Ashley Padgett, 7 points, 4 rebounds. Jessica Koenig had 6 points and 5 rebounds. 13 rebounds in the first half, 16 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in each half. All of those by Fleehall. 3-point shooting, 1 of 3 in the first half, 0 of 1 in the second half. Turnovers, 5 in the first half, 6 in the second half. Shelton had 22 points at halftime, just 11 points in the second half, but it was enough. 33 points, 29 rebounds, 2 out of 4 at the free throw line, 1 of 4 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, and 11 turnovers, as Shelton picks up its first win of the year to go to 1-5 with a 33-28 win over Red Cloud. And for Shelton, they're back in action tomorrow night, hosting a Lawrence Nelson team that has not won yet this season. So who knows, maybe a little two-game winning streak for the Lady Bulldogs. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports has been taking care of Central Nebraska for decades, now taking care of the high school sports needs throughout the state of Nebraska. Misco Sports. We'll take about a 12-minute break, it looks like, here, and be back with the boys' game as Red Cloud and Shelton get ready to do battle. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, reminding you we've also got Kearney High boys basketball taking on Grand Island tonight. Pre-game around 7:30 and tip-off at 7:45. Final score in the girls' game, Shelton 33, Red Cloud 28. Keep it here for more high school basketball on KKPR.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
Today, more and more.